Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WBQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WBQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WBQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Tuesday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WBQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
Yeah. Only the clouds of natural high can keep us all in touch. Ooh, can you smell it? Clouds of natural high.
Springtime has sprung, and it's time for this year's Worldwide Marijuana March. Celebrate cannabis freedom on Saturday, May 7th at 3 p.m. Gather with Hemp Rock's Reefer Roach, Pottsbury Bakery's Dope Boy Chef Pot and Hash, and Rich Spirits Drummers at the Underground Railroad Freedom Center in downtown Cincinnati to thank City Council for repealing Cincinnati's marijuana arrest law, and then march across the Blue Suspension Bridge to Covington, Kentucky's Old Kenton County Courthouse and Old Jail to thank Kentucky legislators for lowering Kentucky's marijuana possession laws from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class B, which takes effect on June 24th, and back to Cincinnati's Freedom Center in time for the 420. After the march, go to the Hemp Rock Hemp Fest fundraiser at the Riverfront West Pavilion in Miamitown, Cleves, Ohio. Doors open 6 p.m. Music kicks off at 7 p.m. This is a BYO Buds, Booze, Blankets, Bongs, and Blunts event. With music from The Ohms, Madras Lounge, Wendy Oakley and the Posse, Vicariously Indecisive, Sock Monkeys, hip-hop groups Open Mind Productions, and DFI, acoustic sets with Zebulon, Henry, and Harmonicool, plus Rich Spirits Drum Circle, Incendium Fire Spinners, Drug Law Reform Speakers and Groups, Raffles with Reefer Girls, a massage booth, contest prizes, and lots more. This year's WMM is brought to you by Hemp Rock, the Cincy Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, and Cures Not Wars. That's Cincinnati's 2011 Worldwide Marijuana March and Hemp Rock Hemp Fest on Saturday, May 7th, starting at 3 p.m. For more info, to volunteer, or to sponsor the WMM, please email us at hemprock.com. The Cincy WMM and Hemp Rock Hemp Fest are Hemp Rock Productions.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11, or email to WVQCprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City, WVQC.org, Cincinnati's 95.7 FM.
All right, it is, of course, Hemp Rock Radio. Let me get my mic up there just a little bit better. I am the Happy Hemptress, and I'm rolling up the pot today, and Country Kenny's sitting in my chair. How you doing today, Kenny?
I'm fine.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, of course, I want to thank Jenny Jenkins with, of course, her show right before us on Tuesday, Speak Out and Speak Up. Great show for all sorts of topics, including the homeless situation here and around the world. Check her out every Tuesdays, high noon, just before Hemp Rock. And as I said, the Burn Man's out there somewhere rolling around in the 420 appliance repair vehicle. And, of course, Chef Pot and Hash. Well, he's out there cooking somewhere today. But we do, of course, have a recipe from him later on in the show with the Hemp Rock Cafe and, of course, the Pottsbury Bakery segment. So stay tuned for that. And, of course, That song you heard at the top of the show was some old friends from South Carolina. Many, many years ago, they had a really cool CD out, and that was a clip off of it called Session, and the band was Mean Green. Old Hemp Rock days from the 90s. You remember Mean Green, don't you?
Yeah.
They were really, really cool. And I don't know if they're still together out there, but, you know, we like to play some old stuff here once in a while. And so that was Session, a really cool, groovy song from Mean Green. And we got a lot of other things to get to here in the show. And, of course, lots of things to talk about. You know, you just heard the plug for the May 7th event. And we have a lot of things going on with that. If you want more information on that, of course, you can go to hemprock.com or call the Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. Now, there are things going on all over the country, all over the world on 420, you know. And I'm betting we'll be doing something. I think we're going to be holding a teapot party meeting at my home to do work on the May 7th event and get things going for that and keep the party going with us. So if you want to do that, of course, contact us through Hemp Rock. And you can be a part of the local Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party and as well as the national. And I'm working on, with some help of some others, a national teapot party PSA from Willie. And we'll be playing that really soon here. But in the meantime, of course, you know, we'll be playing our own. And so, you know, we got a lot of things. As I said, on 420, things are going on all over the world. But if you want to go to D.C. and hang out with Mima from Cincinnati and many, many other people, including Stickman, who's putting it together, and many, many other people, they are Overgrow the Government and will take that message, yours and our message, and theirs, of course. It's the consensus of all of us to overgrow the government. They are marching from Lafayette Park to Washington Monument, or maybe I have that backwards. I forget now. I don't remember which flyer I have in front of me. Either way, they're going to be somewhere in D.C. on 420 around the Capitol, and I bet if you smell real hard, you'll be able to find them.
Oh, yeah.
Just go.
Get on the internet, and you can find all the information that you really want.
That's right. That would be at overgrowthegovt.com or org. And so free the tree, free the weed on 420 in D.C., and you know, we got a lot of other things going on. We like to let you know what's going on locally, of course. We have, of course, we support Gatewood here, not only myself personally, but Hemp Rock as an organization, as well as our other organization that we've kicked off, the local Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, along with the national. Willie has come out in support once again, always has supported Gatewood since 91.
Right.
Well, really 90, but the governor's race was really 91. So Willie, of course, came out in support of him each time he has ran for a different office. And unfortunately, Willie's not a billionaire to put money into his campaign. So if you want to help Gatewood, of course, there are lots of ways to do that. And of course, that is getting signatures on his ballot. Go to gatewood.com and print out the ballot. He needs 5,000 signatures to get on the ballot as an independent in Kentucky by August 1st in order to be on the ballot in November to run for governor against. Now, I have to say this. He should run against Beshear, but at least we can thank Governor Beshear now for signing in the new sort of half-assed decrim bill that Kentucky has passed that takes effect in June, I believe. Burman says it's June 24th. So,
right.
So on June 24th, after that, you will no longer be arrested for up to 8 ounces. Yes, folks, that is a half a pound of marijuana for personal in one bag. Now, if you got a scale and baggies and all that other stuff, then they're going to go, well, that's intent to distribute. That is a different charge, and you will be arrested for that in the state of Kentucky. But if it's only one bag of up to a half pound, 8 ounces, that would be construed as a personal, which it always has been, except that you could still be arrested on the spot, had to get bailed out, go to court, pay up to a lot of money, up to a year in jail. Now they've made that a Class A misdemeanor to a Class B. They've changed that, and now it will only be up to 45 days max in jail. Doesn't mean you'll get jail. You might just have a slap on the wrist, pay a fine, and go to a drug class.
But if we all get together and vote for Gatewood, we can change all this.
Overnight, Kenny.
Overnight.
Now, yeah. let's talk about that for a minute, because you're from Carlisle, Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
And that's where Gatewood's from. You've been watching him for how long now? How long have you known Gatewood?
Oh, good 40 years.
40
I'm 50.
Years. That, since you're 10.
Yeah.
And he was a big boy at the time. He was the big teenager, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was on the stage down there and everything.
Actually, I guess he might be, what, about 12 years older than you? I think he just turned 62.
He's 60.
So he was already in his 20s when you were 10. You're just a baby to Gatewood. So am I, of course. But, so what were some of the things that you saw? What was he talking about? Was he talking about hemp then, too?
Yeah, industrial hemp mostly. Because, you know, 30 years ago, it was different.
Yeah.
He talked about marijuana and industrial hemp on the industrial hemp side because the Kentucky farmers.
Yeah.
And he would come to the little festival and preach and then go from there to another location.
Well, yeah, I don't know if he would have been better as a preacher or a lawyer. He's a great lawyer and a great politician as far as I'm concerned. So, but, you know, it is kind of the same thing as preaching, getting up there and orating your feelings. And as we all know, although there's supposed to be a separation of church and state, not in this country anymore.
Right.
You know, the right-wing Christian, and I'm not opposed to Christians, folks. I am one as far as I'm concerned because I believe what the alleged man of Jesus Christ said. Mm-hmm. I just don't believe he died for my sins. I believe he died for our politics. And if politics is sinful, well, okay. But I look at it a little bit differently. And I'm not going to say that Jesus or Gatewood are the same. I'm not going to say that Gatewood's a Jesus Christ, because he's not. He's a man in flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But he certainly lives the life politically like the alleged life of Jesus was supposed to be, fighting the dirty politics in his home country, trying to kick out the occupiers of his land. And although Kentucky might not be occupied by another entity, they're occupied by a bunch of idiots that we're trying to get out of office. So let's come into the present, get registered to vote, and vote to keep Gatewood off the cross and get him into the governor instead. The governor's office. That's the way I look at it. He's not, of course, a god. He is a human being, but he certainly wants to do what we believe is God's work and get God's plant back where it should be, specifically in Kentucky.
Yeah, it's the only right thing to do.
It is the only right thing to do.
You know, it's 35, 40 years plus.
Yeah.
And we're not getting nowhere.
Well, you know, there is one industry that's making lots of money.
Yeah.
There is an industry in this country that has never shown a marker in the red. Its profit margin has continually grown and continually stayed in the black and has continued to show profits and profits every year. Now, I'm not talking about Duke Energy, folks. We're not talking about Duke Energy, even though they do the same thing.
Right.
They have never shown a loss. They always show a profit. This is supposed to be a utilities company. But don't let me digress against the energy industry or Duke Energy or GE, who has the nuclear power plants in Japan that's going to destroy our world.
Mm.
Or at least Japan's and their neighbors, and California in the runoff.
That's looking ugly over there.
Boy, we'll talk about that later. But, you know, there is one thing, though, that can stop this, and that's hemp.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here in the state of Kentucky, of course, Gatewood and D. Riley, his running mate, and many other people have, of course, formed the Kentucky Hemp Initiative. And to support that, on April 30th, you can go to their first annual soiree. That is Saturday, April 30th, from 4 to 7 p.m. I'll turn you down there so you can cough. And we need a cough button like the big guys. We don't have a cough button like the big stations. We just got to go off to the side.
Right.
Anyway, this is, of course, in Kentucky at the Terrapin Hill Farm on Mackville Road in Harrodsburg, Kentucky. It is, again, from the Kentucky Hemp Initiative. For more information on the first annual soiree for Kentucky Hemp, you can go to terrapinhillfarm.com/farm. Again, you can also call them at 859-734-7207. That's 859-734-7207. Or you can call Dee herself, the chair of the Kentucky Hemp Initiative, at 502-395-3159. Again, that's 502-395-3159. 385-395-3159. The event is open to the public, so bring a friend. The Fobosh Hills Kevin and Robin Dalton of, or I'm sorry, I edited that wrong. So it happens when you're editing at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Kevin and Robin Dalton of Fobish Hills will be performing, of course. That alone is a good reason to show up, but restoring hemp as an agricultural crop is crucial to Kentucky's economy. And, of course, the food will be provided by Dunn's Barbecue. Now, again, that's this coming April 30th. And if you want to support local drummers and you want to help save the drummers church, of course, the city is trying to steal the property and shut a old church down that's 115 years old, should be on the historical list. And we have Rich Spirit Drummers in town who actually came from Oregon to our fair city because he heard that Cincinnati was a beautiful, growing, great city, and when he got here he wanted to help the local people. And he found an old building, an old church, and he's been trying to restore it. And the city says, you're not doing it fast enough, Rich, so we're going to condemn it and make you get out of it, and you can't do anything and help the kids and the people in the neighborhood.
Wow. They've been working on it for a good while now.
He's been working on that. He's upgraded it. It is fantastic coming along. And the city went, oh, not fast enough for us. We don't want it there.
Wow.
You are a blight on the city, and we're going to shut you down, even though you're trying to help the community of Fairmount, where the church is. So if you want to help Rich Spirit Drums, of course, one of our performers, he's going to be marching with us on May 7th, leading the march with the drummers from Cincinnati to Kentucky and back. He is also holding drum workshops to help people learn about building a Chico drum construction. So if you want to find out about that, go to richspiritdrums.com. It's for parents and children, couples, and skills development, and a whole lot more. That takes place on different days and different weekends, and it helps him raise money to restore the church locally. We will, of course, have Rich on in the future to discuss this, to let people know just how the city likes to help people rebuild the city. Now, if you are the big billionaires that want to revamp downtown and kick all the homeless into the parks and run over them with the police cars now, you get all the property.
Right.
You get all the tax breaks and things like that. So, boy, I could rant. I could, but I'm going to check my time here. Of course, you are listening to Hemp Rock Radio, and we are at WVQC-LP here at 95.7 FM. Oh, and we have a surprise guest in the studio. Surprise! We have Chef Pot and Hash is rolling in. We thought he was working today.
It was slow.
We're not going to tell you that, where that was. We're not going to tell you where business was slow. But either way, we have the illustrious Chef Pot and Hash just rolled in the house. And I might make him stay on the other side, since I'm already comfortable here driving the station here.
That's all good.
But you know, I do have you ready. Did you bring another recipe?
I brought the cookbook.
Well, then I guess it would help if I... Oh, wait a minute.
Give me number three.
Number three? Number three.
Am I live?
You are live.
Excellent.
You are live. And, of course, thanks for coming in. Appreciate that.
Oh, certainly, certainly. I told you whenever I get cut, which in the restaurant business means it's slow, so the glow man on the totem pole goes home.
That's all right. We love having you down here. And you only missed the first half. We still have an hour and a half left. And I do want to tell you, though, I had a couple of different guests scheduled today. One of them was Ben Mazel, a friend of ours from Wisconsin. He's been around in the movement for longer, probably twice as long as me. He has been running Wisconsin Normal for years. He has been a part of many, many other things, and he was going to be our guest today on the phone, and unfortunately he could not make it today. We will be dedicating a song to him in the second or the next segment of the show, so stay tuned for that. But Ben is sitting in a hospital in Madison, Wisconsin right now. He is ill. He has been diagnosed with lung cancer. I talked to him last week. He has lung cancer in one of his lungs and cannot have that operated on due to the condition of his health and going on with that. So we'll talk more about that in the next segment, but stay tuned. We'll be playing a song for him. And we also hope to have on the phone after that in the third half-hour segment our friend Henry. He is one of the guys performing an acoustic set at the May 7th Worldwide Marijuana March. He was going to come in today and play a live acoustic set, but unfortunately he had to stay at work and couldn't come in, Pot and Hash. So he is going to try to call in, and we'll find out at that time if he gets to. If not, we'll still be playing a song from him. But we have so much other things to get to. I'm going to top this off with some actually international news, and it might not be totally to do with us, but it is, if you want to drink water. And it's just exactly what we were going to say before, Kenny, mm-hmm. about the electrical stuff. Oh, I know what I was saying, and we got distracted. About the industry besides Duke Energy that is making all kinds of money and has never been in the red.
Right.
Okay. That is, of course, the prison industry.
Yeah.
You know, the prison industry goes on and on. Now, I think I will jump over to this story. I'm going to mention this just for a minute, and then we'll come back and talk about it. This is something that I have wanted to talk about for a few weeks. You know, you always say, you know, there's these corrupt business people that own politicians and go legit and use their illegal monies to get legit and get in the businesses that run our country. Okay, so we'll be talking about this in a minute. I'm just going to tell you real quick who we're talking about. They're called the Mulaski Group. That's M-O-L-A-S-K-Y, Mulaski Group. Okay, while we go to a break, I want you to look this up if you're listening on the web or you have the web next to you, and we'll talk about this in a minute and tell you just exactly why the prison industry is making so much money. All righty. I'm going to go ahead and cue this song up now. I do want to tell you about this before I do. I've got to get back to my browser that almost crashed on us earlier. I almost didn't have a show, folks. But we are working, and I do want to tell you this because I'm going to get ready with the song that I have cued. This is really close to my heart. Most of you know that I'm a Pink Floyd head, and I like to cover the news that's going on in the Pink Floyd world. And this is so disturbing to me, I don't know what else to say other than just to tell you about it. Y'all know who Syd Barrett is. If you don't, he was the original guitarist of Pink Floyd that set the stage for where they were going to go with their music. And besides being a guitarist and a little bit crazy in a good way, he was also a painter. And he loved to paint portraits and pictures and all sorts of stuff. Now, he was kind of like the Tibetan and Buddhist monks when they make the sand art and then they destroy it after they make this beautiful sand art. He would paint a beautiful painting and then go, oh, well, I did it. Now let me destroy it. So there really isn't a whole lot of his artwork out there.
Right.
But what was out there and what is out there, they were having an exhibit last week.
Did he take pictures before
he destroyed
them?
No.
He didn't?
No. So anything that's left behind is very valuable and is very hard to find. And this is the sad part. A painting of late Pink Floyd legend Syd Barrett has been stolen from an exhibition in London. The self-portrait had never been seen in public before. It went on display at the city's Idea Generation Gallery last month. But just 3 weeks after the rare work was unveiled, a thief stole it from Syd Barrett Art and Letters exhibition on Saturday, this past April 9th. The painting was completed by Barrett between 1961 and 1962. Folks, that was before he was with Pink Floyd.
Before I was born.
Right after I was two.
Yeah, I was two.
Okay. And it was given to him. This was a self-portrait painting that he gave to his then-girlfriend, Libby Gosden. Responding to the news of the theft, Gosden said, "I'm very upset at the theft of the painting. It has huge personal value to me, and I am appealing for its safe return. There is a reward for $3,200 or £2,000 has been offered for information leading to the painting's return." And all I can say is God, I hope that was a Pink Floyd fan and not just some idiot that went, oh, that's going to be worth money. I'm going to steal it and sell it. I hope it was a Pink Floyd fan, and at least he's enjoying the art, because now the rest of us won't be able to see this beautiful thing that he made of himself.
Right.
And so I'm going to play this next song dedicated to this theft in hopes that it gets returned. And it is, of course, Sid himself. And all I can say is, what a shame that it was stolen. We'll be back. It's Hemp Rock Radio.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers the simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
WVQC. Radio for the people, by the people.
Hey, this is Willie, and you're going to be voting for a governor in your state, Kentucky, pretty quick. So think about Gatewood Galbraith, because he's my friend. I've known him a long time. He and I believe the same way about a whole lot of things, and I think you believe a lot of the same things that he does. So hear him out. Gatewood for governor. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Tupac Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at Facebook.com/Teapot Party or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that one. Hi, I'm Willie Nelson. And you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM, and WVQC.org, low power to the people. Also on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
All right. I want to thank Willie for that, of course, and also for the Teapot Party PSA. And so stay tuned for that. We're trying to find a schedule to bring Steve Bloom back on to talk about what's going on nationally with the Teapot Party, as well as launch the new national Teapot Party PSA. We'll be doing that probably next week. But, of course, as he told you, it is Hemp Rock Radio, and I'm the Happy Hemptress, and I'm rolling up the pot. Don't I get to smoke it today?
We'll take care of that in a little bit.
That's exactly right. Now, as I mentioned before, I was going to talk about what's going on with the Mulaski Group. I'm just going to talk about this just for a minute, then we're going to move forward on to some other things. Now, if you want to know who this person is, Irwin Mulaski and his wife sued Penthouse for slander years ago, and after years and millions spent in the court process, got only a verbal apology for inferring they'd been long involved in organized crime. One can verify he had a gambling problem, though. In 1 year, or a month even, he lost over $350 million at the racetrack. Today, that would be like losing $1 billion. But he built Vegas along with other famous folk. Today, he is the proud owner of the following. 5 new complexes that house FBI headquarters. 1 in Las Vegas is completed. Ground broke for new complexes in San Diego, Cincinnati, Minneapolis, and Portland. He builds green. That's the only thing I can say as good as he builds green. And on pension money, and socks it to the taxpayers in long-term leases. The company boasts that the government doesn't run off without paying debt, so that pension fund is safe.
Sure.
Yeah. The prison he's leasing Las Vegas taxpayers, it's empty, but they pay him $1 million a month. Such a deal they got, buying while it's cheap. Taxpayers can't afford to staff and fill it, though. But he and the grandkids just got the new National Archives building in Missouri. St. Louis, the largest ever government lease-to-own project to date, and it was mostly land that was distressed shopping malls, convention, and or hotel centers. But it's not that this one was large. It's not that this one was large. It's a new thing, this lease to own. And now...
Well, if you're leasing it, you don't have to pay the property taxes.
Until you own it.
Right.
Yeah. Of course, they roll that over into your cost, of course.
Of course.
Yep. So now there's scores of sudden expansions of policing agency buildings, the FBI, the DEA complexes, and they're all held by Virginia companies. In the last 6 years, the Mulaski Group alone is building and leasing IRS offices, state water authorities, buildings, prisons, transitional housing, you know, rehab, and there are scads of GSA press releases because of it. A sudden surge of privatization unchecked because they can get an early lease into a budget when they can't get capital. In Atlanta, Georgia, the expansion is so large the federal government is credited for economic revival of downtown in this lease-to-own model. The business journals are very excited, and they're writing about it all the time. So if you want to find out who this person is and who their company is, you can Google them at Irwin Mulaski and Organized Crime. Now, what is going on, folks? What this means is these people build the jails, lease it to the cities or the counties or the states. And, you know, like the one in Vegas, we've got this beautiful big facility for all the new prisoners, but they don't have any prisoners, so it's sitting there empty. So what do you think they're going to do, Pot and Hash, in order to fill that prison building?
Well, they're either going to go out and create new laws to harass people and lock them up, because if I know if I'm selling a product, I want you to come buy it.
Exactly.
And if I'm selling my product to everybody, I want everybody to be a customer.
Exactly. And that's the problem with running private prison as a business.
Yeah, because I'm going to keep you in there as long as I can.
That's
once
right.
I get you there.
That's exactly right. I mean, bottom dollar is bottom line dollar. If your profit margin means you got to have customers, you got to create the customers. There's an old thing here in Cincinnati that I'll mention that a lot of old folks around here are going to remember. And although it is from a a competing station, ha 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 ha, sidebar joke. They used to have this fictitious company. They were called Brute Force Cybernetics. Y'all remember Brute Force Cybernetics?
Yes, I do.
I bet some of the listeners remember Brute Force Cybernetics. Now, what, of course, did that mean? What is cybernetics?
Computers integrated with people.
Or computers that can think from themselves, for themselves, like as the, you know, they
artificial
call it
intelligence.
Artificial intelligence,
AI.
Yep, AI, fifth generation computers. Computers that can debug themselves and fix themselves. Okay, what happens if it becomes brute force? Oh, and this is why their tag on for their fictitious company, Brute Force Cybernetics, was create a need and then fill it.
Hmm.
I believe this is the same motto that the Mulaski Group has. You stepped out of the studio, Kenny.
Yeah, right.
We're talking about the Mulaski Group. They own all private buildings that are IRS, DEA, federal buildings of all sorts, prison buildings. They have a prison that they own that the city of Las Vegas pays them $1 million a month to sit there.
Sound like a bunch of crooks.
Well, that was part of the story.
They're the good guys.
Yeah. This guy sued Penthouse for claiming that they were corrupt, organized crime.
Right.
And all Penthouse got was a slap on the wrist and said, come on, you got to apologize. Mm. That doesn't mean that it was true, but it certainly doesn't mean it was false. So I'm not going to say that this guy is a crook, but we all know who built Vegas. So
La Cosa Nostra.
Beware of private prison industry, folks, because when they build a building, that one little city has to pay $1 million to keep running, even though there's nobody in it. As I mentioned, what are they going to do? They're going to have to find customers, and how are they going to find those customers? They're going to make new laws to make more people criminal. And then we can become even a bigger houser of prisoners, even though we're already the country that has more prisoners than any other country per capita.
They started that with the veils. Do you hear about that on the news?
What was that?
The veils. The women can't wear the veils
anymore. Oh, that's in France.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah. I love France, and I love the French, but they have stepped over the line with that.
Trying to tell people that you can do something.
It's legislating against the Muslims.
Right.
That's all it is. And, frankly, I think that's ridiculous, especially the women. All it is keeping women down, telling them you can't believe the way you want, you know. And, I mean, I don't know what to say about that. I just think that's horrendous. I believe in freedom of speech. I believe in freedom of believing whatever you want to believe, as long as it doesn't affect other people.
Or hurt anyone.
Or hurt somebody.
Yeah.
And if the women think that that's what they want to do, feel that they want to do that because that's what their beliefs and their religion tells them, then they have a right to do that. Now, if it's men telling them they have to wear it, that's different. But it's just as bad as telling them they can't if they want to. So, yeah, that is just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, I'm going to I want to talk for a couple of minutes, of course, about our guest that we were going to have on. But so stay tuned for that because we're going to dedicate a song to Ben Mazel. But I do have something here that we're talking about that I want to mention. Actually, let me get to the next one. Here we go. This came out today. Or a couple of days ago, actually. Let me get up to it. I read so much stuff, folks. I can't keep up with it half the time. And even with 2 days a week, we don't have enough time to get it all in. But, you know, we're talking about America with private prison businesses wanting to make more customers for their business. And this comes out of China talking about just that. China cites WikiLeaks to mock U.S. human rights record. This came actually yesterday. The United States has no grounds to criticize China's handling of human rights issues while it struggles to keep its own people in the dark on secrets and outlet of WikiLeaks. The Chinese government said Monday in a lengthy document released to state-run newspapers. The document was issued as a response to the U.S. State Department, which published a report Friday detailing the conditions of human rights in nations all over the world. It's like, who are we to talk about others? China pointedly accused the U.S. of doing little to help raise children out of poverty or prevent crime in tightly populated urban areas. They also cited huge civilian casualties in America's wars against Iraq and Afghanistan. China additionally called out the U.S. on its efforts to conduct diplomacy by other means, particularly via the social networks, while it also tries to censor and prosecute the proprietors of the WikiLeaks site, who've been extremely effective at exposing government misdeeds. Overall, China said the U.S. had a worsening record on human rights with police torture and gun ownership run rampant. Well, I'm a Second Amendmenter, so I don't have an issue with that. Especially if it's to protect yourself against the bad government.
gun control's hitting what you aim at.
Yeah, exactly. Says the United States has turned a blind eye to its own terrible human rights situation and seldom mentions it, said the report. They also called on the U.S. to, quote, face up to its own human rights issues and stop interfering with other nations by invoking human rights. And, of course, our idiot American officials on Friday criticized China over a severe crackdown on government critics in recent months, widely believed aimed at heading off any political uprisings similar to those that have rocked the Arab world. The State Department report said China's human rights record is on a negative trend, with growing restrictions on freedom of speech and severe repression in its rest of Tibet and Xinjiang regions. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said Friday the United States was deeply concerned about China's crackdown, saying dozens of rights lawyers, writers, intellectuals, and activists had been arbitrarily detained and arrested. She highlighted the case of Ai Weiwei, or Weiwei, an outspoken artist who helped design the Bird's Nest Olympic Stadium for the 2008 Beijing Games. He was detained on April 3rd, reportedly for unspecified economic crimes. Now, this is a double-edged sword for me, okay? I think that China is wrong in what they do on a lot of things. I think they do human abuses all the time. And I actually find it odd that now America's finally getting in on saying that, because they do use the human rights crap all the time to go invade countries that have oil or opium. Mm-hmm. And now they're only saying that because of what they're doing. But what about Bradley Manning? We have Bradley Manning being held in solitary confinement here for exposing illegal doings by our political people. That's a whistleblower, and we have whistleblower laws to protect whistleblowers. But, of course, not if you're whistleblowing on the government. So right now, Obama and the whole government is nothing more than a combination of what China and all these other bad countries are doing to their people. We're worse. We have more people in our jails and are going to be creating more for the Malasky group to get richer and buy more yachts for their kids. Mm. And again, Bradley Manning sitting in Guantanamo jail. His lawyers aren't even allowed to see him. I read an article yesterday where Dennis Kucinich, one of our own from Ohio, was trying to get in to see him, and they have denied his request for access to see Bradley Manning. Wow. The kid could be dead and we wouldn't even know it.
Constitutional
rights. It's totally unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Totally. So,
a U.S. citizen?
He was in the Army. He's the kid that was in the Army that started leaking things to WikiLeaks about the corrupt stuff going on in Afghanistan and in Iraq.
Oh, that guy.
That guy, yeah. Mm-hmm. The whistleblower on our corrupt crap here in this country. And then we could also again mention Roger Christie, political prisoner sitting in a Hawaiian jail right here in the United States, offshore, for helping people get their religious sacrament and their medicine in a state that allows medical marijuana.
Mark Emery also.
Mark Emery, that's right. The list goes on. It's just ridiculous. We are the prison nation. So,
aside from that, let's look at the granddaddy of all of us, Jack.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if Jack ever did prison time, but he was sure harassed many.
Well,
actually,
Jack did do some time.
Yeah, he done a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to talk about him next week. As a matter of fact, today's April 12th. It's 3 days from now that Jack Hare, who he's referring to, passed away on tax day. And so we're going to do some stuff next week. I want to talk about him next week when we have some other people in talking about the hemp event that we got coming up. But he did, as a matter of fact, I'm going to say 8 days, but it might have been longer. But that's in his story. You can see that, of course, in The Emperor of Hemp, the DVD. Go look for that online. He got arrested for getting people to sign a petition in front of the White House.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was back in about 1985, folks. And when he sat in the jail in D.C., that's when he started writing The Emperor Wears No Clothes.
Right.
So, yes, he did do some time. For getting people registered to vote and having them sign petitions. Yeah. How's that for democracy?
On government property.
On government property in front of the White House, nonetheless.
On the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. How's that for kicking off a movement?
How's that for your right to vote?
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, one of those people that has been out there with Jack for many, many years, part of Wisconsin Normal. As I said, I wanted to mention Ben today. We're going to still try to get him on next week. We hope he gets better. As I mentioned, he has been diagnosed with lung cancer. He is one of the leaders out of Wisconsin with Wisconsin Normal. He has been behind the Great Midwest Marijuana Harvest Festival every fall, as well as the organizer of Weedstock. Y'all remember and heard of Weedstock, right?
Yeah, kind
of. Of course, taking the name from Woodstock.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been doing that in Wisconsin for, I can't even tell you how many years. But on behalf of all the bands, I keep having to flip this over. Mm-hmm. They've put this thing in backwards, the back end, so I have to look at it upside down sometimes. Anyway, I'm going to play a cut and dedicate this to Ben, who, as I said, sitting in a hospital. He had his last radiation treatment last Friday, and after I spoke to his roommate today, who said that when that happened, he started running a fever and got a touch of pneumonia. So they're keeping him in the hospital to monitor him, to make sure that he gets better through these treatments. And so please give out your prayers to Ben. I'm going to play a cut off of a CD of the same title called Weedstock, Volume 1. This came out in 1997. It was a bunch of the bands from the Weedstock shows that play every year, and they put this CD together in honor of that and hemp. There's all kinds of organizations mentioned in here, and Jack, of course, and lots of different information in the CD. You can probably still go online and find the Weedstock CD. And so I'm going to play this for Ben, and this song is called As Above. It is from a band, and of course, I don't even know if the band's still together. This was 1997, folks. They donated this song to the CD. They are Los Tolitos. Los Tolitas. And the song is As Above. It's Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress. I'm rolling it up and letting the guys smoke it today. We'll be back after the break, after 2 o'clock.
bar in the house, and my cup is shut up all across my mouth. 20 years have I lived in fear that the right would have been born in the wrong ear, cause I rub like a dandek cat from my board. Run, run, my feet dragging through the sword. My music goes down like a wordless smoke, but the meaning underneath, the lyric is so let the minute penetrate with a burning light. Beating at your throat. Right. In the mind of the planetary, in that the body complete when the soul begins. Would them summon and give me the courage to dance all this in the presence of me. Dance all the one on the one me. Skates every good thing to the bad me.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11, or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
springtime has sprung, and it's time for this year's Worldwide Marijuana March. Celebrate cannabis freedom on Saturday, May 7th at 3 p.m. Gather with Hemp Rock's Reefer Roach, Pottsbury Bakery's Dope Boy Chef Pot and Hash, and Rich Spirits Drummers at the Underground Railroad Freedom Center in downtown Cincinnati to thank City Council for repealing Cincinnati's marijuana arrest law, and then march across the Blue Suspension Bridge to Covington, Kentucky's Old Kenton County Courthouse and Old Jail to thank Kentucky legislators for lowering Kentucky's marijuana possession laws from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class B, which takes effect on June 24th, and back to Cincinnati's Freedom Center in time for the 420. After the march, go to the Hemp Rock Hemp Fest fundraiser at the Riverfront West Pavilion in Miamitown, Cleves, Ohio. Doors open 6 p.m. Music kicks off at 7 p.m. This is a BYO Buds, Booze, Blankets, Bongs, and Blunts event. With music from The Ohms, Madras Lounge, Wendy Oakley and the Posse, Vicariously Indecisive, Sock Monkeys, Hip Hop Groups Open Mind Productions, and DFI. Acoustic sets with Zebulon, Henry, and Harmonicool. Plus Rich Spirits Drum Circle, Incendium Fire Spinners, Drug Law Reform Speakers and Groups, Raffles with Reefer Girls, a massage booth, contest prizes, and lots more. This year's WMM is brought to you by Hemp Rock, the Cincy Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, and Cures Not Wars. That's Cincinnati's 2011 Worldwide Marijuana March and Hemp Rock Hemp Fest on Saturday, May 7th, starting at 3 p.m. For more info, to volunteer, or to sponsor the WMM, please email us at hemprock.com. The Cincy WMM and Hemp Rock Hemp Fest are Hemp Rock Productions.
Hi, I'm Gatewood Galbraith, criminal law attorney and the last free man in America. You're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, WVQCLP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM.
Thank you for that, Gatewood. Of course, it is Hemp Rock Radio, and Country Kenny's coming back in the house. And, of course, we're sitting here. And I'm rolling up the pot today, and Chef Pot and Hash, stay tuned for his live Hemp Rock Cafe and Pottsbury Bakery segment. Didn't know that was going to happen, and we're glad to see you, definitely.
Yeah, like I said, anytime I can drop by. Kenny, you're drinking a root beer?
Yep.
That's all right. Root beer is good. And, of course, as I said, I want to thank Gatewood for that. And if you want to help Gatewood, of course, as I said before, they are on April 30th having the Kentucky Hemp Initiative annual, first annual soiree. That's Saturday, April 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Terrapin Hill Farm in Harrodsburg, Kentucky. Go to terrapinhillfarm.com to get more information, or you can call them at 859-734-7207 to support the Kentucky Hemp Initiative.
I thought they would have that up around Lexington.
Where is Harrodsburg? I'm not quite sure where that is in the state.
Down there pretty far.
West or East Kentucky?
Oh, I'd say down south, center.
South center?
Yeah, Harrison.
How close? What, more close to the Tennessee border?
Yeah, probably.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Well, probably because Terrapin Hill is supportive.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, our issue, a lot of people are still afraid of it, so they don't want to have people mm-hmm. on their property. They don't want to have people in, you know, right. us, second and third class citizens, on their illustrious property in a lot of places, you know. So yeah. probably because Terrapin Hill supports this kind of thing
right.
and supports progressive thought. And, you know, although they don't get a lot of stuff going on down in that part of the state, so it's they got to get mobilized down there. You figure that's yeah. where the farmers really need to be growing yeah. hemp.
Yeah, it'd bring in revenue down there.
Exactly. So yeah. that's probably the other reason.
Yeah, why. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So, but, you know, we were talking before the break. Oh, and the burn man decides he's going to come strolling in. What do you think? You can be late? Anyway, he's checking out the beer bottle here. Of course, it's a root beer, Birdman. We have a full house here at Hemp Rock, and I get to play the buttons today. And, of course, as I said, I'm the happy Hemptress, and we have in the house now the Burn Man from Hemp Rock TV, Country Kenny, and Chef Pot and Hash from the Pottsbury Bakery.
We're getting the band back together.
The band is back together. That's exactly right. Now, I wanted to say this. We're talking about atrocities and prison and all that stuff going on in our country. We are worse than China, if you can believe that. Even China says that. So I'm going to tell you about this again. I want you to do this. If you haven't already, I want you to go to change.org to the petitions and look for the petition to ask the governor of Oklahoma to commute the 10-year sentence for a girl, 30 years old, who in two transactions made $31. Well, let's face it, she didn't even make the $31 because she probably had to buy the pot for $25 and then made $6 on it.
Right.
And now she got 10 years.
It's un-American.
Yeah, and she's Native American, so go figure.
Wow.
It's un-American unless it's a rich white man doing
exactly,
it.
Exactly. So I want you to go to change.org and get on board with that and sign that petition because it's, you know, not only is it wrong, it's wrong for everybody to be in jail for this, but this is a 30-year-old mother of four, Miss Spotted Crow, Marilyn Spotted Crow, and it's just ridiculous. I don't know which is worse, this or what they're doing to Roger Christie, but, you know, we have a lot of things going on. A lot of things going on, and this is really irony for my life, coming from the talk about China, and then to this. I'm going to talk about this for a minute, then we have a special guest calling in the studio in a few minutes. It is going to be Henry, one of our acoustic acts, coming on May 7th to play for you, and I'll be playing one of his songs here in just a few minutes as well, and then we'll be talking to him on the phone to find out what he's doing, where he's performing besides for us, and other things like that. So stay tuned for that. Henry will be on here in just a few minutes. But this comes from therawstory.com, and it's close to my heart because my nephew, who by the way is married to a Chinese girl, and they have two beautiful children. She's from San Francisco, and now they're in Connecticut. He used to work for Johnson & Johnson as a genetic biologist, and this I'm going to dedicate to him. This is from Washington. U.S. authorities fined cosmetics and drugs giant Johnson & Johnson $70 million this past Friday. And why? For bribing doctors in Europe and paying kickbacks for contracts under a U.N. relief program in Iraq.
Wow.
The Department of Justice and Securities and Exchange Commission said since 1998, folks, the firm had paid doctors and hospital administrators in Greece, Poland, my home country, Romania, or my mother and her parents' home country, for contracts and to promote its drugs and medical devices. Johnson & Johnson also paid kickbacks between 2000 and 2003 for 19 contracts under the UN Oil for Food program. Oh, the Hillary Clinton plan, which provided humanitarian supplies to Iraqis while the country still ruled by Saddam Hussein. The firm, the 15th largest U.S. company by market capitalization, agreed to pay U.S. authorities $70 million to settle the charges, including $48.6 million to the SEC and $21.4 million to the Justice Department. I'd like to go to work for the Justice Department, wouldn't you? U.S. prosecutor Mithili Raymond.
Drug test?
Yeah, right. U.S. prosecutor Mithili Raymond said that the company had cooperated extensively with the investigation. The message is plain. Any competitive advantage gained through corruption is a mirage, said the enforcement director. Johnson & Johnson chose profit margins over compliance with the law by acquiring a private company for the purpose of paying bribes and using sham contracts, offshore companies, and slush funds to cover its tracks. Wow, I'm not even going to finish reading this because I'm already just so pissed off. Oh, the drug company, you know, the same company that along with all the other companies like them that bribe and corrupt and sell bad drugs that kill people want to keep us in jail with their buddies that build the private prisons to house
people,
us.
We got to stand up.
Unbelievable. I'm going to go ahead and cut to the song.
Quit
because
bending over.
Yeah, right. This song is, of course, from Henry. He is one of our acoustic acts at the Hemp Fest coming up on May 7th. This is a track that he put together. It is called, of course, Daddy's Girl. It's really, really cool. Stay tuned for that. We'll be back after the break with Henry on the phone. It's Hemp Rock Radio.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war isn't that the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Quinn.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Williams.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WBQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
Boy, Burn Man, you came just in time to choke.
Wow.
Of course, it is Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress, and we are back after the song, of course, Daddy's Girl from Henry. And Henry is on the phone with us. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Just make sure you talk into that phone really good for us to make sure you get heard by the public.
Alrighty.
How are you doing today, Henry?
First,
I said, how you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, working away.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate you taking a break and getting on the show with us here, even if you didn't get to come in with the acoustic guitar and play live. So people are just going to have to come to May 7th event, the Worldwide Marijuana March and Hemp Rock Hemp Fest, and see you play live.
That's right.
So I want to mention, you know, we just played this song from you, Daddy's Girl. I know I talked to you about this in person, about that how you produced it and stuff. This is only you on the different instruments on the song, right?
Correct.
So, obviously, you have a little girl?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Well, I'll tell you, I think it's a really great, great song. Now, I know you've been out here in the community playing and doing a lot of bar hopping. Well, maybe not bar hopping, but you know what I mean. Playing a lot of acoustic stuff all over town. How long have you been out there doing this?
I guess since 97.
97. And you 97. You do?
Yeah,
oh,
I played in rock and roll bands before that, a band called Daddy Long Legs.
Daddy
but,
Long Legs.
Yeah, since 97, I've been doing the solo acoustic thing.
What are some of the different locations that you play at, and do you have any shows coming up in the near future besides the one you're performing with us?
Yes, next month, the 6th and the 21st, at the Cotton Bowl in Glendale by the railroad tracks there. I play from 9 to midnight.
Wonderful. Now that's going to be
on the upper floor.
That's going to be Friday the 6th prior to our event on Saturday, right?
Right.
Fantastic. Of course, now, you know, when you play for us, it'll only be about a 15-minute segment in between other bands, so folks definitely want to get there to see that. If you want to see his full set, you can go to the Cock and Bowl on those days. And so now, you said that you were in a band, the Daddy Long Legs. What kind of music did you guys do back then?
I would say heavy rock, is what you'd call it.
Wonderful.
With a blues influence, yeah.
Great. And yeah. So what
and,
do you...
I started listening to artists like Gordon Lightfoot and, you know, started being interested in the acoustic thing, so...
Well, I can't wait to hear some of the acoustic. I really like this produced music, though. And
Yeah, that song's actually written about a waitress, that I worked with, that I kind of fell for, and she was a big daddy's girl.
I gotcha.
That really had nothing to do with my daughter.
With your daughter. Well, that's all right. I guess I wasn't focused on the words too much then, huh?
Just to clarify.
Yeah, please do. Please do, because sometimes I don't always get a chance to focus that much on the words of a song, and, you know, sometimes you got to get the lyrics to know what it is. But, so now... you know, what is it that you want to do with your music? I mean, besides having fun, getting up on the stage and doing that kind of stuff, do you have goals and things like that that you would like people to know about?
I mean,
I
would love to make it big.
Well,
or sell some of my material.
So you are a songwriter.
I really just want to make a living by playing music or writing music, producing music, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, you know, we love cover bands, but obviously you're playing your own music. You're a songwriter as well.
Right, yeah, and I have, I've written over 100 songs in my lifetime so far.
Fantastic.
So,
do you have a place that people can find that? Find music that you've produced, things like that, a website or anything?
Yeah, you can actually sample a song on my Facebook page.
Wonderful. Now, I believe
you can buy CDs at the gigs.
Absolutely. And that is, of course, for all the bands to know that they can bring their CDs to the event let people get those at the show. Of course, that is part of what Hemp Rock is about, is not only supporting the issue of hemp, but supporting those bands or artists like yourself that support us, so you guys can have an avenue to get your work out there. And if somebody wants to contact him on his Facebook page, of course, you can go to hemprock.com, and once you click on the little roach, you'll come to the page and just scroll down to where the artist and the bands are with their links, and you'll find Henry's link there to his Facebook page. So, what are some of the stuff that you think you'll be playing for us that evening? I want to hear Daddy's Girl live.
Well, I can do that. And I think I'll throw a little Neil Young in there. Yeah.
We love Neil Young.
We
love Neil Young, absolutely. You know, that's a good place to, you know, next to our heart, because, of course, he's one of the founders of Farm Aid with his buddy Willie, who we love and support, and supports us with the Teapot Party. So that's a really good connection. Well, that's definitely something, if you're going to do Neil Young, you got to do Rock and Roll Will Never Die.
Anything you want.
That's right.
Every time you go away.
That's right. Well, listen, Henry, I know you got to get back to work, so I do thank you very, very much for getting to call in today to let people know what's going on. And again, that's going to be the Cock and Bull on the 6th of May. And what's the other date?
The 21st.
21st. And, of course, if you don't get
that's
to go to
Saturday night.
Wonderful, wonderful. And again, he will be performing a set at the May 7th Hemp Rock Hemp Fest. Henry, I'll let you get back around the trees and enjoy the day as long as it stays sunny out there. And we'll be seeing you on the 7th for sure.
All righty. Peace and love.
Peace and love. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. As I said, that was Henry. And the song that you heard was Daddy's Girl. And it's kind of Floydian. I think it's really cool. And, again, you can get his music at his shows or the Hemp Rock Hemp Fest. Now, you got stuff going on, Burn Man? You got things coming on TV? I think you were going to get a schedule. Did we get that yet? I don't think we actually got that yet. Or do you have something for Kentucky?
I ain't got it right here with me. There's
okay.
A schedule at tbnk.org.
Exactly. They
Channel
can just go
21.
There. That's right. And, of course, always seeking volunteers. So if anybody's out there, likes to do video work or learn video work, not only can you work with Burn Man with Hemp Rock TV, of course, you can, in either city, depending on where you live, join the public access centers, get educated on video work and learn how to do video and editing and get your programs on TV just like us. It's a lot of fun. But
it's pretty easy.
And it's easy. Well, easy for somebody that knows how to do it.
I didn't know how to do it.
I know.
They teach you everything you need to know.
That's exactly right. Well, I guess I'm more apt to do an audio. I was never very good with the camera. I can do it if I have to. But audio, wow. Now, speaking of audio, for those folks that have internet and are listening on WVQC.org, you'll get a kick out of this, of course. We're going to be talking about this till the 20th when it happens. This is on Facebook. President Obama is going to have his second Facebook town hall. That is on April 20th at 1:45 Pacific, 4:45 Eastern. And that would be for 1 hour, 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. The location, of course, is at the Facebook headquarters and facebook.com/White House. And Now, you can submit your questions, so go to that site, and you can ask a question of the president. Now, you know, every time change.org or Facebook guys and the different groups like this online propose to send the president questions and asks everybody to submit them, every time, folks, the marijuana questions
so right in
are at the top, every time. And he always brushes over them really quick.
Yes, and gives such a lame...
lame answer. Well, I think it should be debated. Well, just when is that town hall to debate marijuana legalization going to happen? It's actually happened in the past. Back in 1988, the, at that time, mayor of Baltimore, Kurt Schmoke. Yes, Schmoke. He wanted to end the drug war. He was tired of seeing his city destroyed by the drug war, Baltimore. And he proposed to the nation to hold a town hall on television, live, carried by the networks. And it happened. It was about a 4 or 5 hour debate. There were 6 people on one side of the panel and 6 people on the other side of the panel. The panel against ending the drug war had guys like Charles Rangel from New York, who, of course, now has come out against the drug war, and now they're harassing the man. Jesse Jackson was on the opposed, and others. And on the side of us, who wanted to end the drug war, Hugh Downs, the late William F. Buckley, who has always supported ending the drug war as a true conservative, and a few others. And it was debated whether or not the drug war should end. Mayor Schmoke asked for that to happen. They did the debate in 1988, but did the drug war end? Of course not. They've just built more prisons and more prisons and more prisons over and over again, which is why now the country of China says we're crappy and full of crap and have more people in our prisons than even them. And there's 1 billion people in China. And what are you going to do about it? Well, I know what I'm going to do about it. I'm going to go on 420 to Facebook / White House, and I'm going to watch President Obama squirm when the number one question is asked again. Should we legalize marijuana?
He'll just laugh about it again.
Yeah, he'll just laugh about it again. That's exactly right. Yeah, he thinks it's funny till his daughters grow up and start smoking pot and get thrown in jail. You know, President Bush's daughters got in trouble for that. Smoking bongs and that kind of stuff. So what makes him think his daughters aren't?
I thought they were in trouble for drinking.
That too. And fake IDs. Yeah. Well, anyway, it is Hemp Rock Radio. I'm going to go ahead and roll up the next PSA. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. And it'll be a segment of... Behind the Walls. I couldn't think of what I wanted to say. Behind the Walls with me reading Chris the Anarchist. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back here in just a minute.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a 4-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
WVQC, People Powered Radio.
Hey, this is Willie, and you're going to be voting for a governor in your state, Kentucky, pretty quick. So think about Gigwood Galbraith, because he's my friend. I've known him a long time. He and I believe the same way about a whole lot of things, and I think you believe a lot of the same things that he does. So hear him out. Gigwood for governor. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Tupac Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at Facebook.com/Teapot Party or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that. Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WDQCLP. Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WDQC.org. Low power to the people. Also on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
Hi, I'm with the War on Drugs.
And I'm with Leap. Hey, I see you let that one get away.
Get away? What?
You let Michael Phelps go.
Ah, he's such a nice fella. But we're going after those other scum, though.
Yes. The wrong crowd we've heard so much about.
Those bastards just sitting there doing drugs.
Doesn't justice demand equal treatment under the law?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, how would it look, given a prison sentence or even probation to an Olympic gold medalist?
Yeah, what harm was he doing?
Right. I mean, well, he was hanging out with drug dealers, that's what he was doing.
Throw the book at him.
I can't.
Throw the book at them.
Now you're talking. Send our kids a message.
Yeah, swim faster.
From behind the walls. Commentary on life as a prisoner of pot in a Nebraska penitentiary. By Chris the Anarchist Ryan. Hemprock's prison correspondent.
Another day in prison. Another day in prison, man. I just come and get you too.
Yeah, if the Mulaski Group has any say, you're definitely going to be being chased down and they're going to come and get you too. This, of course, for immediate release from behind the walls, as read by me for Chris the Anarchist Ryan. Going through them changes. Much of prison life is boredom, listlessness, nothing distinguishing one day from another. Awaken, eat, clean, count, yard, chores, eat, count, more chores, pill call, mail, eat, count, day room, evening chores, count, lights out. Same thing every day. It was getting to me, describing sameness. I arrived on Halloween. It was strange. I cracked a joke at dinner. I prayed to the great pumpkin, and he finally came through. I asked for clothes and got two outfits, a black one with white stripes and a white one with black stripes. Everyone laughed. Now, something new has happened. Nebraska passed LB 191 into law. It provides more good time to inmates, thus shortening sentences, and of course saving money. It's designed to reduce prison costs. Unfortunately, Nebraska's Attorney General is misinterpreting its meaning as taking effect in 2013. A federal class action lawsuit is underway. Coming to you from behind the walls, this is Hemp Rock Radio's prison correspondent, Chris the Anarchist Ryan. Thank you for listening, and please generously support this, your community-supported radio broadcasting outlet. Thanks, and oh, go big, Red Machine. I want to thank Chris for that, since unfortunately when you're sitting in prison, you don't have a whole lot to do besides chores and eat and count and all that stuff. He actually wants to make statements to folks, so I want to thank him for that, because I certainly would not want to be in his or anybody else's position. And of course, if Mulaski has his way, there will be more Chris the Anarchist Ryan sitting in prison, in those empty prisons. Now, we're going to roll on into the, drum roll please, Chef Pot and Hashes, Hemp Rock Cafe, and Pottsbury Bakery segment. And I guess that would help.
Yes, you have to turn up my microphone.
You can't scream it.
Well, you know, before we get into the recipe, though, I want to talk about this junior prom that was just shut down in Boston. because marijuana brownies put a premature end to the junior prom at one Massachusetts high school. The dance for students of North Andover High School was shut down early Friday night after four students were hospitalized because they ate pot-laced brownies before attending the prom, according to CBS station WBZ. As many as 11 students consumed the baked goods at the school before going to the prom itself. Would you quit doing that?
I'm trying to make it so you can read it. Sorry about that.
The brownies were handed out by another student, reports the North Andover Patch newspaper. In the course of the investigation, it was determined that 19 brownies had apparently been distributed by a student earlier in the day before arriving for the evening at the high school, North Andover Superintendent Chris Hoddle said. The prom was held at the Atkinson Country Club in southern New Hampshire. All four of the students that went to the hospital were sent home. Just like the kid in,
was it Germany or France last week?
That ate the hash bars. Yeah,
France.
Yeah, it was in France.
Yeah, so they were looked at and released without injury. All four were sent home. North Andover police are investigating, too. But you notice something. Every pot brownie recipe I know has at least 20, so somebody, the cook kept one for himself.
Or a couple.
And they might not have even been that good.
Yeah, well, that's probably why they got sick, because they really, they probably forgot to take the pot out.
Well, that's possible. Speaking of which, we are going to talk today about ingredients. I've had a friend of mine ask me about, you know, saying I give all these great recipes out, but if somebody doesn't know how to actually produce can of butter,
it's important to know how.
Because either they're, like, I know the Burn Man, he likes the earthier, more vegetable flavor of actually putting the marijuana into a recipe. I prefer the butter, so it's a, to me, it's not as intense a flavor.
I like my fiber a different way, thank you.
Yes.
You like it both ways.
I mean, I've never turned down one of the Burn Man's brownies, although they're generally burnt, but...
that's why he's the Burn Man.
And I'm the chef man.
You said I should burn pot, so...
And you like that Kraft macaroni and cheese.
You mean the Kraft macaroni and cheese?
No, that...
You're scarfing it down.
That's because there was weed in it, Burn Man. But I'm going to cover a couple of methods for making can of butter today. The first method is... Oh, goodness, crap. I guess I got to not minimize my cookbook when I do that.
So I'm having the same trouble over here on my laptop.
Yeah. Well, first I'm going to cover the simple recipe. I mean, if you're just in a hurry and you want to make it real fast, take a pound of unsalted butter to about an ounce and a half of ground up marijuana that you've pulled all the stems and seeds out of. Clean it real good. Fine mince it with a hand grinder or a coffee grinder, or even, you know, your basic little herb grinder. It's going to take you a little while with that much pot, but, you know, if you have to, you have to. Using a double boiler or a small saucepan inside of a larger one filled with water, bring that water in the larger pot to a rolling boil. Fill your smaller pan with the butter and you melt it. Once your butter has melted, add your marijuana. Your potency of your butter is going to be determined by the amount of marijuana you use, how long you let the extraction occur. So this recipe is for, you know, a light to a moderate potency, because you're just not going to have the time for the extraction for all of the THC.